Nama Issachar was sentenced last year to 7.5 years in a Russian labor camp. She had been stopped during a layover at a Moscow airport and accused of cannabis possession, a charge later upgraded to smuggling. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appealed personally to President Vladimir Putin, hoping to secure Issachar's release and win votes ahead of the Israeli election. Relations between Netanyahu and Putin have cooled recently over disagreements regarding Syria and Netanyahu's fragile political position. For months, President Putin appeared reluctant to release Issachar. Sources in the Israeli government have denied any trade-off in exchange for the pardon. Julia Chapman, Moscow.